How y'all doing, everybody out there? Haven't been on here in a while. This episode right here is for everybody that think Kanye is crazy, mental illness, conspiracy, or how you want to call it. But the name of the podcast is Truth to the Conspiracy. Now, Kanye said the quiet part out loud. You know, and I don't care what nobody say, but I've been telling y'all this for years about the music industry and how they sacrifice family members, how they put you on the MK Ultra and all type of drugs to make it seem like you're crazy. You know, Kanye came out and said that he can't be controlled, and I like that. He woke up out the matrix. His other constituents, probably like Jay-Z and Beyonce, can be controlled. That's basically what he says. He's not under MK Ultra anymore. See, a lot of y'all think this is a conspiracy, but you can think what you want. The man came out and said the quiet part out loud about his mom being a sacrifice and him being drugged up. Now, I want y'all to pay a close attention to everything, because his mom was everything to him. And I noticed when his mom died, he went off the rail. And a lot of y'all might think like, well, that doesn't mean his mom got sacrificed or anything like that. Let me tell y'all one fucking thing. The music industry, Hollywood, is really all designed to make you fall. If you don't go along with the get along gang, the Baphomet, or have whatever names you want to call them, it would be consequences and repercussions. We know he was target for not saying anti-Semitic things. I don't understand what did he say anti-Semitic, but that's for a whole nother conversation. I'm not finna break that down. The whole point of everybody is getting mad over this situation because a multimillionaire came out and told you who you are as a people. And you talked about him. You brung him down. I don't understand this society that we live in now. Cancel culture and all. I don't understand all of it. But we can sit up here and promote music talking about violence, killing each other, fucking bitches and all that shit, right? Talking about killing, all that. But the minute somebody drops a truth bomb and tell you who you are and your history, where you came from, who's the real Israelites or who's the real Jews, everybody get butt hurt. And it's sad to me that it's not really everybody. What I'm seeing is my own Black people tearing them down, calling them crazy. Don't listen to somebody that has mental illness. This is a guy that's a multimillionaire. So 9 times out of 10, for him to or to be in that position to be a multimillionaire, and then it's not just his music. It's not just his music. It's his brilliancy as a designer and how he started a business. Like I say, all that makes him brilliant. But if somebody has mental health issues, it doesn't mean they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, y'all. The man came out and said he was drugged. They had him on all type of drugs, and y'all still sit up here to this fucking day and call a man crazy. Black folks is like crabs in a barrel. I'm sorry, I gotta say that about my own people. Y'all bring each other down instead of standing up and rising with this man. I don't understand. I'm not going to talk about the Kyrie Irving situation because we all know that's bullshit. But the reason why I'm talking about this Kanye situation, because it's still circulating to this day. That should tell you something. If the powers that be can take away your money, if banks can deny you, I'm going to say this again. If banks can deny you from keeping your money, what does that tell you? Who is the real Jewish people? Who are the real Jews? I know this might sound crazy to y'all. We all remember the Holocaust. Don't we all remember the Holocaust, right? Or should I go back? Should I go way back and give you a history lesson how it all started in Africa? Black people was the first race on this planet. I'm not here to debate that. I'm not here to have a conversation about who's the bigger race. I'm not here for that. But I just want to give you a little snippet. Black folks was the first people as a race on this earth. You can go to the Bible. Like I say, I don't, you know, too much quote things from the Bible, but last time I checked, the real Israelites is Jews, was black. But like I say, I'm not here to give you a history lesson on that. We're here to talk about Kanye and how he's getting treated and how black folks are steady stomping on this man today. We need to wake the fuck up and understand what's going on and moving forward. Because if this man can't come out and say who we are or spit a gem or knowledge out here, we're doomed in the future. We're doomed. Because if you say one thing that the elites don't agree with, they're ready to fucking cancel you. And I want you to know, I want y'all to know something. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be a multi-billionaire to be canceled. I just want y'all to pay attention to what the fuck is going on. Everything that you're seeing with Kanye and Kyrie are all distractions. But the distractions that we have to pay attention to, because it's telling you moving forward what they're going to be doing and the agenda that they are pushing. It's crazy to me how white folks can say things about black people. And I'm not making this a race issue. We can get black faced. We can get clowned. We can get black faced. White people can wear black face. They can clown us. But soon a white person apologizes and says sorry, they move on. You know, Kyrie Irving apologized and they're not moving on. They said he's saying anti-Semitic stuff. I don't understand by sharing a documentary, how's that anti-Semitic? I don't understand that. He didn't say anything about Jewish people. He didn't say nothing wrong about Jewish people. He shared a fucking documentary. And you see how they treat Kyrie? Now let's go back to Kanye. Kanye West came out and said he was MK Ultra. They had him under drugs. So basically, he got out. Have you ever seen the movie Get Out? So Kanye got out. He got out from up under the spell of the industry. But see, everything is conspiracy to y'all. So that's why I had to drop this episode, because I've been telling y'all this for the last couple of years. That's why the name of the podcast is Truth to the Conspiracy. And that's all I want to say to y'all. Tune in to this episode. It will be a part two later. Peace and love. I'm out.